grow up as, just a Hebrew or them, you know.
Windrow. What do you call them, a palin or?
Hedge fence.
Hedge fence.
Yeah. That just grew up out of the ground, you know, and some people would keep them trimmed up, you know, and make a fence out of them that way.
You ever hear of a picket fence or a palin fence?
Yeah.
I guess they're short
pieces, about anywhere from 3 to 4 foot long, I imagine. Of course, according to how you want it, and then they just put it in there between the wires at the bottom and top, and just have a little track between them, you know.
That would keep chickens out, somebody said.
Yes,
Do you remember anything about sheep very much? Did they grow sheep?
Well, I didn't have, we never raised no sheep. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you very much about them. I've seen them.
What did they call a female? The male a buck, I guess, right?
I believe that's a buck. And I don't remember what they call a female.
Somebody said it was called an Eve.
Might have been.
Or a U.
U, I guess.
U.
Yeah.
And because you had so much cotton, I suppose you didn't.
That's
you
right.
You didn't need much wool.
That's right.
You remember having any clothes made out of wool or not?
No, I don't. I don't believe we do.
Somebody said, told me that he never liked it because the cotton was smooth on your skin, you know,
yeah.
But the other would make you itch. We're talking about hogs. Would you explain how you went through killing the hogs, how you do that?
Yes, sir.
Get out of it.
Had a mini one killed and was at it myself. Well, when you get ready to kill hogs, you would go out there and put your toe in 2-3 pots of water. And the next thing in, while that was getting hot, you'd put up a gammon pole, what you call a gammon pole, that is to hang them up on, you know, when you got them clean, and get the insides out. Then you take them in and cam in front of the smokehouse, maybe, do it right there. You could cam in front of the smokehouse and cut them up, salt them down, and have them in the smokehouse salted down, of course.
How did you kill them?
Shoot them or knock them in the head once.
Then, what would you do with the water? Say you heated the pots of water.
Yeah.
And you'd,
you'd take that water out then and put it in a scalding barrel, what we call a scalding barrel. And then you'd put them hogs in that with that water and scald them, you see, and then the hair would come off good.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. You'd have something for a floor to drag them out of that barrel on, and then clean them, you know, and then hang them up.
What do you call that hair that's on the back stands up when they get mad?
Well, I don't know what you call it. It's just hair is all I know.
You ever call it bristle? Or?
Yeah, about bristles too.
And how about those big teeth that they've got?
That is tushies.
Tushies. And while we're talking about this, I wonder if you'd explain the different kinds of meat that you get from a hog. What would you use?
We would use shoulders and ham. Well, I would use all of the hogs.